USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is demanding that Planned Parenthood return $80 million they took from the Paycheck Protection Program meant to help small businesses.
And we learned yesterday that the nation's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, abused this emergency process and grabbed tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money for which they were completely ineligible.
The Paycheck Protection Program specifically prohibits large affiliated organizations with more than 500 employees. Planned Parenthood is said to have over 600 employees. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, food prices in the month of April rose the most percentage points since 1974. Consumers paid 2.6% more for groceries such as meat, poultry, fish, and eggs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? You can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the ocean. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you were there. Each week, there's something new to experience, with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American and one German. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Things get violent at a Waffle House in Denver, Colorado. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A Denver man is in custody for allegedly shooting a Waffle House employee over a COVID-19-related dispute a few days ago. Police say the man walked into the restaurant not wearing a mask. He was told by a line cook that they would deny him service if he didn't put a mask on. The suspect refused, then allegedly threatened the cook to make his food anyway, and when the cook refused to do so, the suspect shot him in the chest.
Senator John Barrasso is thanking the EPA for helping to provide personal protective equipment during the coronavirus pandemic. The Wyoming Republican is also praising the EPA for getting rid of some Obama-era regulations that farmers opposed. The chairman pointed out the agency has saved billions of dollars in regulatory costs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Tom Wolf was not too thrilled that Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger got a haircut during the coronavirus pandemic. Although barbershops and hair salons are not yet permitted to open, Roethlisberger had one of his buddies at the barbershop cut his hair. Governor Wolf reminds everyone,
anybody who puts himself or herself into harm's way is something that I think we ought to try to avoid. And when you go to something like a barbershop and you're not protected, I don't care who you are, the chances of that virus actually wreaking havoc on your life increases. I don't personally think that any Pennsylvania ought to take that chance. I certainly don't want to take that chance myself.
Ryan Seacrest returns to TV after suffering from exhaustion. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Ryan Seacrest is back on TV following concerns about his health. The 45-year-old TV personality appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan as usual after missing Monday's episode. During the opening, Seacrest thanked his co-host Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, for filling in for him on Monday. Fans speculated that he had a stroke during the American Idol Season 18 finale. Fans said his eyes were swollen and that he jumbled his words. Seacrest's rep denied the reports.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.